Random House Audio presents Measure of Darkness by Chris Jordan. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe and Allison Ryan. Little Gull Cottage, Pride's Crossing, Massachusetts. Being a genius isn't terribly useful when you're 5 years old. Joey understands chord progressions. He sees the shape of music way better than most adults, but has very little understanding of evil in the shape of man. And yet, he senses that something is wrong. The bad man has never touched or threatened the boy. All communication comes through the woman. But the man's very presence makes Joey regress to his old habit of sucking his thumb, a habit he long ago, a year at least, abandoned to please his mother. Mima. Mommy. Joey last saw his mother 2 weeks ago, and he worries incessantly that he may never see her again, despite more or less constant reassurance from the woman who is taking care of him. "Where's my real mommy?" he asks, his most frequent question, and the only one that matters. "I told you, sweetie. She had to go away to the hospital." Joey nods, his eyes big.
"Real mommy's okay?"
"She's fine. She'll be back in a few days, as soon as she's all the way better. Okay?"
"Okay,"
he says.
"You want to play some more? How about your Mozart? You love Mozart."
On the verge of tears, he shakes his head.
"How about a story? The Phantom Tollbooth. You like that one, don't you?"
Weeping silently, the boy sucks his thumb and nods. The scary man has many names. Just lately, he's been calling himself Kidder. He thinks of himself as having a sense of humor, although others might disagree.